including the United States, to work as we speak to de-escalate. I know they're doing that, and I think that is now the first order of the day.
Iran's supreme leader has warned Israel will face severe punishment. It has reportedly fired around 100 drones towards the country this morning. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited the sole survivor of the Air India plane crash. Vishwas Kumar Ramesh from Leicester is recovering in hospital. More than 240 other people died when the aircraft came down in Ahmedabad. Northern Ireland has seen a fourth consecutive night of disorder. Missiles were thrown at police in Portadown last night. And the weather, sunny spells and showers across Scotland and Northern Ireland, some heavy and thundery, hot, sunny and humid for England and Wales, with thunderstorms later, a high of 28 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon. Those are your headlines at 9 o'clock. And this is the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. If you've not listened before, we think it's basically a collection of the best music ever written. And we do it every day between 9 and 10.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX. Experts in expedition since 1896.
Classic FM. ¶¶
Stephen Isserlis with the prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. And Edward Gardner was conducting the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra before that with Mendelssohn's Fingal's Cave. Not a bad way, I don't think, to kick off the Classic FM Hall of Fame hour, if you ask me, today on this Friday. This is Dan Walker here until 10 when Xander takes over. A very happy Friday to you. Hopefully you've got some lovely weekend plans lined up. Fingers crossed all this sunshine hangs about for the next few days. Who fancies some Friday morning Morricone?
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Einaudi on Classic FM in the Hall of Fame. That was The Waves, Leonde. And don't forget, he's got those huge six nights coming at the Royal Albert Hall, which is going to be brilliant. And also the theme from Ennio Morricone's The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. That was the Czech National Symphony Orchestra and the Kadai Choir. You're listening to Dan Walker on Classic FM here until 10 o'clock today. Thanks for all your lovely messages. You've been very busy today. Jenny in Winchester says she was mowing the lawn last night in readiness for her father-in-law's barbecue today. 18 adults and 7 kids. She's off to pick up some meat and some food for that. It's Pete, the father-in-law's birthday today. He has picked a wonderful day for it. Jenny, I'm sure the lawn looks perfect. While you look out upon your handiwork, enjoy a little Mozart. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Michael McHale on the piano with the prelude from Paul Reed's Victorian Kitchen Garden Suite. And before that, the Munich Chamber Orchestra with Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, just inside the top 200 on the Classic FM Hall of Fame. You might have recognised that Mozart from, well, so many things. Scrubs, Daddy Daycare, Penguins of Madagascar, just to name a few. It has been used in so many spots. Back to your chart now, though, and nothing says Friday quite like nearly 20 minutes of a Shakespearean love story. Grab your shades. We're off to sunny Verona.
Thank you.
The Tonhalle Orchestra of Zurich under Paavo Järvi with nearly 20 minutes of Tchaikovsky's brilliant Romeo and Juliet. It's Friday the 13th. Fear not, though. I'm sure it's going to be a good one today as we approach 10 o'clock. It's off to a great start with your Hall of Fame Hour. Plenty more still to look forward to on Classic FM today, including an extra special request show. Tim Leoro is going to be in for Anne-Marie this afternoon. Tell him what you'd like to hear. Maybe an early Father's Day dedication. 6.18.12 and classicfm.com. In fact, he and Alid will be taking your dedications on Sunday morning from 7 o'clock in the morning all the way through until 1. On the menu here before 10 o'clock, some starry Puccini followed by a bit of breezy Handel, which I think is perfect for today's wonderful warmth.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Adventure and luxury seamlessly combined.
Classic FM.
Yeah.
The stars were shining brightly from Puccini's opera Tosca. That was the orchestra of the Swiss Romande. And also some great music about today, Air from Handel's Water Music Suite No. 1. Nicholas McKeegan conducting the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. That is it for Classic FM Breakfast and the Hall of Fame Hour today. Thank you so much for being with me. Have a lovely weekend. I will see you back here on Monday from 6:30. Tony just wanted to squeeze in a mention for his mate Steve Skelton. It's his birthday today, and apparently he's a cracking fella and would love to hear his name on Classic FM. It's been great to spend not just today, but the whole week with you. If you don't mind me saying, I think you're quite nice. Double A is on the way.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions, enjoy a friendly, informal atmosphere on board.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from Home Instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a sea turtle from £5 a month, helping communities monitor and protect turtle nesting grounds in Fiji. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Turtle and help bring our world back to life.
It's time to reserve your place at the unmissable Kia Electric Experience. Be one of the first to see our highly anticipated new electric vehicles. The sporty Kia EV4, an athletic hatchback with advanced electric power. And the spacious Kia EV5, an SUV with a perfect blend of versatility and performance. Discover our award-winning electric range, including this year's UK and World Car of the Year, the EV3. Secure your exclusive place today. Search the Kia Electric Experience.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
And don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Imagine winning the Euro Millions £208 million jackpot. On Friday the 13th. Or even becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires, you'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah! EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, Iran's supreme leader has warned that Israel should expect severe punishment in response to a series of airstrikes. The attacks overnight targeted Iran's nuclear program, killing a number of senior military commanders. The US had cautioned Israel against such a move and says it wasn't involved. Industry Minister Sarah Jones says Britain is urging restraint.
Well, this is a developing situation, of course. And it is a dangerous moment for sure. And we are urging, as the UK government, working with our allies to prevent escalation.
The British man, who was the sole survivor of the Air India plane crash, has described how he walked out of the rubble. Vishwas Kumar Ramesh from Leicester has spoken from his hospital bed. The crash killed more than 240 other people, including 52 British nationals. It's understood one of the two black boxes from the flight has now been recovered. Dr. Guy Grattan is a professor of aviation.
One records all the data of the aeroplane. The other records all the voice from the cockpit. So they do quite different things. I think it is highly likely they will find the second box.
The assisted dying bill has returned to the Commons this morning. MPs are debating various amendments to the proposals, including a ban on the practice being advertised. A vote could take place next Friday. 80 public order officers from Police Scotland